Hello and welcome to the NITV News Podcast. An inquest has begun into the death in custody of 33-year-old Wiradjuri man who died in Sydney's Silver Water Jail. Family and friends of Tian Jarrah Dennis, or TJ as he was known, gathered outside the Lidcombe Coroner's Court yesterday morning. It's just a few kilometres from Silver Water Jail, where the 33-year-old took his own life in August 2023. TJ spent most of his life institutionalised and had complex mental health issues. In his final 2 years in custody, he was moved between prisons 17 times, with long stints in segregation. The coroner is expected to explore whether these frequent transfers adversely impacted TJ's mental and psychological care. In 2018, while serving time in an ACT prison, he was the subject of what's been described as a perverse hangman game drawn by prison guards. But since the incident took place outside of New South Wales, it won't be part of the current inquest. A separate ACT inquiry will take place at a later date. And if those stories have raised concerns for you or anyone you know, you can connect with 13 Yarn on 13 92 76. Hundreds of people have turned out in Melbourne over the weekend for a day of action in response to an attack on camp sovereignty last week. Numerous people were injured when a group of neo-Nazis attacked the camp after an anti-immigration rally in the city.
Enjoying the music and atmosphere of a sunny afternoon in the park. Hundreds came to King's Domain, known to First Nations people as Camp Sovereignty, to reclaim the space overrun by neo-Nazi thugs last weekend. Singer-songwriter Kanina Langford was one of the organisers of the Snap Day of Action after seeing the horrific images on social media.
I felt pretty helpless, and so I came to the camp and I spoke to Uncle Robbie and some of my artist friends, and we just really wanted to put boots on the ground and reclaim the space as a positive, loving community space.
The vibe here at Sovereign Day Out is amazing. You know, this is inclusivity, this is love, this is what happens when community come together to embrace each other, to hold each other, to heal each other.
Hey, leave her alone.
4 men have been arrested over the attack, which has left as many as 10 people injured.
We know that racism is still high in wherever we are in this country, and it showed itself, highly exposed itself on the weekend. And this is what we live every day for being as Aboriginal people. So hopefully everyone understands that. We're not out to be aggressive, we're out there to be a peaceful mob.
Australian has failed Aboriginal people at an institutional level, particularly the education system, the governments, the judiciary and the media. They're the problem. They're the ones that have allowed things like what happened here the other day to manifest. Australia's basically ignorant about the true history of this country.
And there are warnings too that authorities need to act decisively and not underestimate the seriousness of last week's incident.
And we want to be really clear that it was a terrorist attack, it was a hate crime against Aboriginal people, and that fascism and white supremacy is on the rise, and if we're not careful and we're not quick, we might have a serious issue on our hands.
Meanwhile, it's been revealed that one of the men charged over the Camp Sovereignty attack has also been charged over the booing of a welcome to country at the Shrine of Remembrance on Anzac Day this year.
Why aren't you arresting them?
The 23-year-old man has been charged with behaving in an offensive manner, offending against decency, and taking part in a disturbance. Dan Rennie, NITV News.
Traditional owners in New South Wales are welcoming the creation of the long-awaited Great Koala National Park, which sees logging banned to save koalas from extinction. The now-protected forest crosses Goombanga country from inland of Coffs Harbour, stretching north towards Grafton and south towards Kempsey.
Uncle Miklo Jarrett has spent years fighting to protect the forests that are home to his totem animal. From protests to court action, the Goombanga elder has been at the forefront of the campaign to stop logging and protect the koala.
We have dreaming stories that about the dungir. We call him a dungir. And, you know, the creation times about how the ocean levels rose, and lots of stories about the children's stories about koala, how he's got his tail.
The New South Wales government has announced a ban on logging in more than 435,000 acres of state forest connected to existing national parks. The area will now be known as the Great Koala National Park and is designed to stop the animal from going extinct.
Can't have a situation where 2 decades or 3 decades down the track, they're gone from our communities. Future generations ask why. Well, the decision needs to be taken today.
Forests now protected include Newry, where mob and protesters have clashed with police in the past.
Little Newry will be a part of the Great Koala National Park. And for us Goombangal people to have that in our park is amazing. You know, that because it holds a lot of significance, cultural significance to Goombangal people.
This is one of the most significant conservation outcomes that we've seen in years. 1 in 5 of New South Wales koalas will be protected in the national park.
While traditional owners and conservationists celebrate, the timber industry is worried about job losses.
Timber workers up and down the coast of New South Wales who wake up this morning on Father's Day to news that overnight they may be losing their job tomorrow.
Many locals are welcoming the change though and are looking to new ways to make money from the forest via tourism.
Just like the panda parks in China, this will be our iconic park, not only in the North Coast, but in Australia.
And traditional custodians want a voice in the park's future.
Hopefully that Goombangal people get a big say in how this land is going to be managed in the future for all people.
A long fight to see country and koalas protected. Michael Park, NITV News.
Australian homegrown Camilla Roy pop star The Kid LAROI has mixed it up with the big winners at the MTV Video Music Awards. He appeared on stage with US country singer Bailey Zimmerman performing their duet Lost as part of the award's brand new feature, the Extended Play Stage. The Kid LAROI is originally from Redfern in Sydney and has lived in the US since 2019. And that's all for now. I'm Luana Grant. For more Indigenous news, tune in to NITV News Weeknights. And stay tuned right here on NITV Radio for all the latest news updates.